This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Black Lives Matter movement spread more widely this year than any other protest in U.S. history. That included into some deeply conservative areas like Franklin County in South Central Pennsylvania. As part of our Embedded 2020 project, Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benshoff reports the movement has elevated fault lines and fractured alliances, even in solidly Trump-voting areas.
Linda and Marvin Worthy have been fighting for racial justice in Chambersburg, the seat of Franklin County, for several years. They work with local leaders in government, business, and education to address the entrenched racism they see in the community. When Black Lives Matter protests kicked off in the town square earlier this year, the Worthies, who are Black, were surprised and inspired to see so many young people and white people turning out for the cause.
To start seeing that organic movement happen in this small, very red county was phenomenal.
There are many people who are involved in the work that we're doing that we don't know what their affiliation is, but we know that people are showing up we've never seen before.
That's noteworthy because Franklin County gets painted as a pretty homogenous place. Registered Republicans outnumber Democrats 2-1, and President Donald Trump won here with 72% of the vote in 2016. But there's evidence that this protest movement, aimed at highlighting the disproportionate violence Black Americans suffer at the hands of police, has a bigger following here than previously realized.
I happen to be a Republican. I certainly support Black Lives Matter.
Rodney Shoup is a 74-year-old retired Air Force pilot. Support among white Republicans for the Black Lives Matter movement jumped from 16 to 30% in the last few years, according to the Pew Research Center. Shoup says he was an original supporter of the movement.
I wish our country would have made a lot more progress since the Civil Rights Act of the 60s. We have made some, but not nearly enough.
Shoup voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and supports Joe Biden, who he believes will help unite the country. Franklin County District Attorney Matt Fogel is also a registered Republican. He's become the most visible conservative voice supporting the Black Lives Matter movement locally. Fogel says he saw the protests as an opportunity.
There's always like this rush to an opposite talking point. So it's like, well, let's talk about race. Like, don't presume law enforcement is on the other side of this reckoning. Like, let's get into this conversation.
He wrote a letter in support of the peaceful protests happening in downtown Chambersburg and the aims of the movement generally. For this, Fogel was cast out by the local Republican Party. They met with him privately and then publicly censured him. Dwight Weidman is a member of the Franklin County GOP Executive Committee.
He has run for 10 years on being a conservative Republican, and he just showed that, you know, he had deceived a lot of people.
He's also confident his party will repeat the blowout they had in the last election. Since 2016, voter registration rolls for Republicans in the county have grown by 4,000 people. For Democrats, the number went down by 700. Weidman says he can see the enthusiasm at the GOP headquarters.
There's a constant flow of people in all day, donating, getting signs, getting literature, getting bumper stickers, and asking to volunteer.
Research shows that protests can make a difference at the ballot. They can boost fundraising for groups on both sides of an issue, though more for the party aligned with the cause of the protests. And they can spur voter turnout. Pastor Lois Waters, who's lived on and off in Franklin County her whole life, is a Democrat who usually keeps her politics quiet. She says this year it just feels different, in part due to the local protests.
I was really impressed because it's, you know, it's driven by young people. And so I'm just really amazed, and I'm really very proud and very encouraged and empowered.
She and her husband, Donald Waters, run Unity in Christ Church, a non-denominational congregation. Waters says she felt moved for the first time to put out a lawn sign in support of Joe Biden.
That was just my way of expressing, this is my support, this is what I believe.
Then two things happened.
I got a note in my mailbox, and it began, "Thank you for bravely posting the sign. That means that there is hope."
Later, someone stole her Biden-Harris sign. So she put up another one, Laura Benchoff, Keystone Crossroads.